And the pasuk continues, Shishi. Vayehi b'chatzi halayla, and it was exactly at midnight. Vashem, and Hashem, which means Hashem and his bezdin. The same lashon is used by the Hafichas Sidoim, when it says, Vashem himtir astoim v'amorah gofres v'esh. Over there also Rashi says, in Parshas Vayera, that it means him and his bezdin. Vashem, him and his bezdin, Hashem and his bezdin. Hika kol b'chor be'eretz Mitzrayim, hit every firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim. Even firstborns that were from other nations that were in Mitzrayim. Mibachar Paroi, from the firstborn of Paroi Hayoshev al Kisei, who sits on his throne, from the greatest person in Mitzrayim. Ad Bechar Hashvi, all the way down to the lowest person in Mitzrayim, the firstborn of the captives, Asher Beveis HaBar, that were in jail. They were also punished in order that they should not say that their God is saving them and punishing the Mitzrayim for putting them in jail. Bechol Bechar Behemo, and every firstborn animal was also killed. Vayokom Paroi, and Paroi got out of his bed, Lila, in the middle of the night, not like a king that usually gets up 3 hours into the day. Hu v'chol avodo v'chol Mitzrayim. First he, and then he woke up his servants and the whole Mitzrayim. Vatehit se'oka gedoyla b'Mitzrayim. There was a tremendous scream in Mitzrayim. Why? Ki ein bayis asher ein shomeis. There was no house that did not have a dead person in it. Rashi explains two pshatim in this. Either, if there was no bechor in the household, the oldest person in the house was considered like a bechor, and that person died. Or, the Egyptian women were mezana when they were tachas balehem, when they were married to the Egyptian men, they were mezana to other men, to bachelors, who never were married before. And they would have children from these ravokim, from these bachelors. Sometimes, two or three children from different bachelors. And each one of these children could be a firstborn to his father. And therefore, there were many firstborns. Each woman might have had many firstborns. One was her firstborn, and one was a firstborn from a different husband. And therefore, there were many firstborns, and every house had somebody that died. And Paroi went out in the middle of the night, looking for Moshe and Aharon. Where is Moshe staying? Where is Aaron staying? Vayomer, and he said, Kumu tzu mitoich ami, get up and get out from amongst my nation. Gam atem, you, the men. Gam b'nei Yisrael, also the taf. Ulchu ibdu es Hashem, and go worship Hashem. Kidar berchem, everything like you said before. Gam sengchem ubekarachem kchu. Take all your sheep, take your cattle. Kasher dibartem, and do like you said, that we will also give you cattle. Valechu, and go. Uberachtem gam oisi, and bench me also, since I am a Bechor, bless me and daven for me that I won't die. Vatechazak Mitzrayim ala'om, and the Mitzrayim pressured the nation, l'maher l'shalachem in ha'oretz, to rush them, to send them out of the land. Ki amru, they said, kulanu meisim, we're all going to die. Because they saw many, many people dying in one house. They thought that maybe this must be even worse than Moshe is saying. Moshe said, one Bechor per family, and we see many. They did not know that each one of those people were also a Bechor. And the nation carried their dough, Terem Yechmas, before it had a chance to rise and become Chametz, because they were chased out. Misharoisam, the leftovers that they had from the Matzah and Marr, Sruroys were tied in their clothing, Al Shechmam, placed over their shoulder. The Yidden were Mechave Vesamitzvahs, even though they had many donkeys to carry whatever they wanted. They did not want to put it on the animals, but rather they were mechav of the mitzvah. They loved the mitzvah and they wanted to carry it themselves. Uvnei Yisrael osu gedvar Moshe, and the Bnei Yisrael did like Moshe said, vayishalu mi Mitzrayim, and they asked from Mitzrayim klei chesev uchleizav usimolos, silver vessels, gold vessels, and clothing. Rashi says that the order of the pasuk is the least chashav first, and as the pasuk goes on, it gets more and more chashav, more and more important. The least was the kesef. Then after that came the gold, and the clothing was the most chashav to them. Obviously, because they didn't really have clothing. They were very poor in Mitzrayim, and the fact that they had silver and gold was very nice, but clothing meant the most to them. Vashem nosan eschein ha'om be'eni Mitzrayim, and Hashem gave the favor of the nation in the eyes of Mitzrayim, vayash ilum. And they listened to what Klal Yisrael asked them, and they gave them the kesef zov usmolos. That is the way the Rashbam says. It does not mean that they lent them, because it wasn't a she'ela, it wasn't a borrowing and lending situation, but rather it was a gift. So the pshat in vayash ilum, and also in pasuk lamehei vayish alu, means that they asked, they requested it, and vayash ilum means that the Mitzrayim listened to their request. Vayanatzalu es Mitzrayim, and they emptied out Mitzrayim. I would just like to point out at this point that there are three psukim that discuss what the Bnei Yisrael took from Mitzrayim. The first time is in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Beis, in Parsha Shemois, where over there it says, V'sho'alo isho mishchenta u'migoras besa, klei chesev u'chleizav u'simolos. Over there the Pasuk says, it only discusses the women taking from the Mitzrayim. Isha, from her neighbor, u'migoras besa, from other Mitzrayim that live in her house, klei chesev u'chleizav u'simolos. The second time, which is in Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Beis, where it says, "Daber na ba'oznei om, v'yishalu ish me'es re'eu v'isha me'es re'usa, klei chesed uchlei zov." Over there, it adds on ish. In the first Pasuk in Shemois, it just speaks about the women. In Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Beis, besides saying isha me'es re'usa, it says ish me'es re'eu, a man from his friend. And also in Isha itself, it's a little bit different. It doesn't speak about her neighbor or the one who lives in her house, but rather from her friend, Isha Me'ez Re'usa. And a third diak is concerning the clothing. In Parsha Shemois, it says, Usmolis. And also in Parsha's Boy, in our Pasuk here, Yud Beis, Lamed Hei, it says, Klei Chesev Uchleizav Usmolis. But in Perik Yud Aleph, Pasuk Beis, when it says Daber no ba'oznei ha'om v'yishalu ish me'es re'eu v'isha me'es re'usa klei chesev uchlei zahav, it does not mention the clothing. And the Mefarshim discuss these differences. One pshat that they say why it only mentions the women by the first pasuk that discusses what the Yidden will take from the Mitzrayim in Perek Gimel Pasuk Chaf Beis is because Dibra HaKosev Behoiva, the pasuk speaks about the typical case. Usually it is women who are borrowing and taking more than the men. And therefore, the Torah stresses more the Isha at the first time that it says it. Another thing is, Umigoras Besa would only really apply to the women. Because it would make sense for a Egyptian woman to be in a Jew's house. Because there would not be a problem with Yichud. Because as long as the wife is there, the husband can be in the house. And since the wife is usually in the house, there would not be a problem of yichud with the husband and the Egyptian woman. But the other way around, for an Egyptian man to be in the house of a Jew would be a problem, because it would be yichud together with the Jewish woman. Therefore, the pasuk only says umigoras besa concerning the women, but it does not say that a Mitzri was living in the Jewish man's house, and that the Jewish man would be asking the Egyptian man for klei chesev uchlei zav. Concerning the fact that it says usimolos only the first time and the third time, but not the middle time in Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Beis, one shot is because the first time it says v'shala isha mishchenta, it is referring to what will happen. What will happen is that they will ask from their neighbors and from people who live in their house, klei chesev uchleizav usimolos. It's telling you what will happen. The last time, the third time in Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Lamed Hei, it says what actually happened. Vayishalu miMitzrayim klei chesev uchlei zav u'smolos. They actually did ask for klei chesev uchlei zav and smolos. In Pasuk Yud Aleph Pasuk Beis, the middle time, it is telling you the tzivoy, what Moshe asked the Bnei Yisrael to do. Daber no ba'oznei ha'om. Ask the Bnei Yisrael v'yishalu ish me'es re'eu v'isha me'es re'usa klei chesev uchlei zav. Over there, the Torah did not want to tell them to take clothing, because it is possible that maybe their clothing had shatness. Maybe their clothing were clothing of Avodah Zarah. Therefore, Hashem did not give it tzivoy to take clothing. But in actuality, they did take the clothing, like the Pasuk says, the first time and the third time. And Hashem caused it to happen, that there was no shatness in those clothing, and it was not clothing of Avodah Zarah. Balaturim says that only two times does it say smolos, and this is referring to the two sets of clothing that they took. They took one set of clothing to wrap the leftover matzah and maror in, like the pasuk says, misharoisam tsruis bisimloisam, and a second set of clothing to wear. And that was the only clothing they needed, because their clothing grew with them. Like the Pasuk says, Simlasecha loivolso me'alecho, that your clothing did not wear out from upon you. And that is why it says Smolos only two times and not three times. And the Pasuk continues, Vayisu v'nei Yisrael me'ramseis sukhoisa. And the B'nai Yisrael traveled from the city of Ramses to the city of Sukkos. And Rashi says, it was Al-Kanfei Nisharim, on the wings of an eagle Hashem carried them, because it was 120 mil from Ramses to Sukkos, and they reached there instantly. Kishesh Me'az Elef Ragli, about 600,000 people on foot. Kishesh Me'az, Rabbeinu Bechaya says, like 600, is because it was a rounded off figure. Hagivarim, men, above 20, Levad Mitav, besides for children. Vegam Erev Rav Ola Itam, and also the great mixture of Gerim that went out of Mitzrayim, Ola Itam came up with them. Mitzonu Vokar, Mikne Koved Ma'oid, and sheep and cattle, a very heavy load of livestock. Vayofu Es HaBotek, and the Jews baked the dough, Asher Etziu Mi Mitzrayim, that they took out of Mitzrayim, Ugois Matzos, cakes of matzah, Kiloi Chometz, because it did not become chametz. Why not? Ki gorishu mi Mitzrayim, because they were chased out of Mitzrayim. V'lo yochlu lis mamea, they did not have time to delay. V'gam tzeido le'osu lohem, and they also did not take along food for the road. And this was a tremendous, tremendous emunah that the Bnei Yisrael did, that they went out of Mitzrayim without provisions for the road, because they believed in Hashem, that Hashem will give them whatever they need, even in the Midbar. Moshe b'nei Yisrael asher yashuv b'Mitzrayim, and the habitation of the b'nei Yisrael that they lived in Mitzrayim, shloshim shana v'arba me'ah shana, was 430 years. As Rashi explains, 430 years cannot mean in Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim they were only 210. Rather, 400 years was from the birth of Yitzchak, and from the birth of Yitzchak they were considered gerim, ger yizaracha, 400 years from the time Yitzchak was born. And 30 years before that was the bris ben habesarim. And therefore the pshat in the pasuk must be, Moshe b'nei Yisrael asher yashvu b'Mitzrayim uv'shar aratzos, the habitation of the b'nei Yisrael that they lived in Mitzrayim and in other lands were 430 years. Vayehi, and it was mikeh shloshim shana v'arba me'ah shana, at the end of 430 years, exactly to the day, like Rashi explains, Tesvav b'Nisan was the bris ben habesarim. 30 years later, Tesvav b'Nisan, Yitzchak was born. 400 years later, Tesvav b'Nisan, they went out of Mitzrayim. Vayehi be'etzem hayom hazeh, in the midst of that day, Yasu kol tzivos Hashem me'eretz Mitzrayim, all the legions of Hashem went out from the land of Egypt. Leil shimurim hu l'Hashem, this night was the night that Hashem was waiting for to keep His word, l'hoitziyam me'eretz Mitzrayim, to take them out of the land of Mitzrayim. Hu ha'laylo hazeh l'Hashem, this is the night that Hashem told Avram that He would take them out. Shimurim, watched from Mazikim, from destruction, L'chol B'nei Yisrael L'daroisam, for all the B'nei Yisrael, for all their generations. It is a night of protection. And it is interesting to see that in one pasuk, the same word has two different meanings. Leil Shimurim, Rashi teaches the night that Hashem waited for. Shimurim means to wait. Shimurim L'chol B'nei Yisrael L'daroisam means a lashon of Shmira, protection. Now let us go back on the Rashis. Pasuk Choftes, Vashem. Kol mokim shenemar Vashem, whenever it says Vashem, hu ubezdinoi, it means Hashem and His bezdin. Shavov loshen tesefesu, the vav is an addition. K'may pliny uplini, this person and that person. Vashem, Hashem and His bezdin. He called kol bechar, he hit every firstborn. Av shel uma acheres v'hu b'mitzrayim, even firstborns from other nations that were found in Mitzrayim. It is a bit schwer why Rashi has to repeat this, because he already said this point in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis, Rashi Devar Maschel Kol Bechor Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Bechor Paroi, from the firstborn of Paroi, Af Paroi Bechor Hoya, Paroi himself was a Bechor, V'nishtar Bina Bechorim, and he was left over from the firstborns, V'olav Hu Oimer, and about Paroi it is said, because of this, I have allowed you to remain alive in order that you shall see my strength. Rashi before, in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Hey, on the Pasuk Mibachor Paroi, did not mention that Paroi was a Bechor. Over here, Rashi, on the same words, in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chavtes, Mibachor Paroi, stresses that Paroi was a Bechor, and Paroi should have died. Why didn't Rashi say this earlier? Maskel David explains, because in a few psukim further, Paroi says, Uveirachtem Gamoisi, you should bench me and daven for me, since I am a Bechor, daven for me that I shouldn't die. So therefore over here, on the Pasuk, Mibachor Paroi, which is in close proximity to that Pasuk of Uveirachtem Gamoisi, Rashi stresses that Paroi was a Bechor, and he really should have died, but Hashem allowed him to live in order that he should see the great Nisim that Hashem will do. Ad Bechor Hashvi, until the Bechor Hashvi, Shahus Mechim Le'edom Shel Yisrael. They were happy at the downfall of Klal Yisrael. The Oid, Shalayomer Yuraseinu Hevia Peronia Zu, they should not be able to say that our God brought this punishment upon the Mitzriim because they put us in jail. Rashi over here says two reasons why the Bechor Hashvi were punished. As opposed to Rashi, earlier in Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Hey, Divrei HaMaskil Ad Bechor Hashvi, who only says the second reason, that they should not be able to say that their God is saving them. We said earlier that the reason why the Pasuk does not mention in Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Hey, Bechor Hashvi, was because that was the warning to Paroi. And by the warning to Paroi, we did not have to warn the Shvi, because they didn't do anything wrong. They were only being punished because they should not be able to say their God is saving them. And since they didn't actually do anything wrong, we don't have to warn them. But if you look at Rashi over here, where Rashi also adds on a reason that they did do something wrong, they were happy at the downfall of Klal Yisrael. According to this pshat, there would be a reason to include Shvi in the Hasra, in the warning for Makas Becharis. So this teretz that they say over there would not be good according to the first pshat in Rashi over here. And Rashi continues, Ubechor HaShivcha Bechlal Haya. Bechor HaShivcha is included in Bechor HaShvi. Sharemona min achoshav shebechulon ad hapochos, because the pasuk counts from the most important, the bechor of Paroi, all the way down to the least important. Ubechor HaShivcha choshav mibechor HaShvi. And Shivcha is more important than Shvi, so it is included in the range between Bechor Paroi and Bechor HaShvi. Vayakom Paroi zagrashi mimitasai. Paroi got up from his bed, Lila, in the middle of the night. Not like a typical king who gets up 3 hours into the day. Who? Tchila. First he got up. And afterwards his servants. That Paroi was going around waking up his servants. Ki ein bayis asher in shomeis. There was no house that did not have a dead person. Yeshom bechor meis. If there was a firstborn in the house, the bechor died. Ein shom bechor gadol shebayis kari bechor. If there were no firstborns in the house, the oldest person in the house was considered a firstborn, and he died. Shenemar, like the pasuk says, afani bechor etneu. I will make them into a bechor, even somebody that is not actually a bechor. Dava acher, Rashi says another pshat. Mitzrayos mezano is tachas baleihem. The Egyptian women were mezane while they were married to their husbands. The yoldos, and they gave birth merevakim pnuyim, from bachelors. V'hoyu lehem becharis harben. And these women had many firstborns. Pa'omim heim chamisho leisha achas. Sometimes they can even be five becharim to one woman. Kol echad bechar la'aviv. Each one was a firstborn to his father. Therefore, there will not be a house that does not have a mace. Vayikor l'moshu l'aharon laila. And Paroi called to Moshe and to Aharon in the middle of the night. That comes to teach us that Paroi was going around all the doors of the city with tzayik and screaming, Heichan Moshe Shari, Heichan Aaron Shari. Where is Moshe staying? Where is Aaron staying? And Paroi said, Gam Atem, you can go, Hagavar of the men. Gam Bnei Yisrael, also the Taf can go. Ulchu ivdu kidaberchem, and go serve Hashem just like you said. Hakoyel kemoshe amartem, everything is like you said. Veloy kemoshe amarti ani, and not like I said. But the loya shaleach, it is nullified and cancelled what I said. Loya shaleach, I will not send them. But the mi v'miyahoychem, it is cancelled who is going. But the ratzunchem u'bekarchem yutzad, I am cancelling what I said that your sheep and cattle have to stay. Gam tzoynchem, gam karchem kru. You can take your tzoyn and bokor. Umau kashi dibartem. What does the pasuk mean, kashi dibartem? Gam ato titin biyodenu zvachem ba'oilos. Everything will be like you say, even the fact that we will give you our cattle. Kru kashi dibartem, uberachtem gam oisi. His palalu alai, Pari said you should daven for me, shalai almost that I should not die, shani bechor, because I am a bechor. Kulanu mesim. The Mitzrayim said, we are all going to die. Amru. The Mitzrayim said, Loiki Gzeris Moshe, this is not like the decree of Moshe. Shari Omar, Moshe said, Umeis Kol Bechor, that every firstborn will die. Bekan, Afa, Pshutim Mason. And over here, even the simple people who were not Bechorim died. Hey, Oyud, Bebayas Echad. Sometimes even 5 or 10 people in one house. Terem Yachmutz. They went out of Mitzrayim before it was able to rise. The Mitzrayim did not allow the Bnei Yisrael to stay the time that it took to rise. Misharoisam, their leftovers, shiyari matzah umarer. This is referring to the leftovers of matzah and marer, not the leftovers of Karban Pesach, because the leftovers of Karban Pesach had to be burnt. Al shichmam, they put it on their shoulders. Af al pi shebehemes harbe halichu imohem, even though they had many different animals, mechavim hayus hamitzvist. They loved the mitzvah so much, they wanted to carry the matzah and maror on their shoulders. And the Yidden did kedvar Moshe, like the word of Moshe. Sh'omor lehem b'Mitzrayim. He said to them in Mitzrayim, v'yish'alu ish me'es re'eyu, that the Yidden will ask one from his friend. Kli chesev u'chle zov u'simolos. Af hein hoyu chashuvis lehem min ha'kesev u'min ha'zov. The clothing was the most important to them, more than gold and silver. And the last one in the pasuk is the most chashuv. First the kesev, then came the gold, more important, and most important, the smallest. What does that mean? Rashi is bothered that the pasuk already says in pasuk lamed hey vayish alu. Why does it repeat vayash ilum? Because af ma shaloi hoyu shoylem mehem, even what they did not ask, hoyu noisin lohem, the Mitzrayim would give them. Ata oimer echod, you are saying you want one. Tol shnayim volech, take two and go. This is a bit problematic with the lashon of the pasuk. Vashem nosan eschena om be'enim Mitzrayim. Over here, Rashi is saying that the Mitzrayim are saying take two, just go. That does not seem to be chen. Chen is when we find favor we want to give you, not take two and leave. That shows that they just wanted to give it to them in order to get rid of them. Vayinatzlu zagrashi v'roy kinu, and they emptied out Mitzrayim. And Rashi continues, Meiram se sukaisa kufchaf mil hayu. It was 120 mil. Uvo sham lefisha, and they came there instantly. Shenemar vo'esa eschem al kan finisharim, and I will carry you on the wings of an eagle. Over here, Rashi is saying that Al-Kan Finisharim means their trip between Ramses and Sukkos, 120 mil lefisha. In Parshas Yisroi, Rashi brings down other pshatim in what Al-Kan Finisharim was. Hagevarim, b'ben esrim shon of Amala. It was 600,000 people. What does that mean? Men from 20 and up. The Erevav went with them. Taruvois umoy shel gerim, a mixture of nations that became gerim and went out with Klal Yisrael. Ugois matzah is cakes of matzah. Charora shel matzah, a cake of matzah. And Rashi explains, botzek sheloi hichmitz kari matzah, dough that did not rise is called matzah. Why is Rashi telling us this now? We had already earlier a pasuk that said shivas yomim toichal matzahs. Over there, Rashi did not say what matzah means. Why over here, many psukim later, does he say that botzek sheloi hichmitz kari matzah? And the Maskil David answers that we know already that matzah shel mitzvah is called matzah. Shivas yomim toichal matzahs means the matzah of eating the mitzvah of matzah. How do we know that any bread that does not rise is called matzah, even if it's not the matzah of the mitzvah? Therefore, Rashi comes to say over here, any pasuk shalei hichmitz is called matzah, and that's why the pasuk over here calls it ugois matzos, cakes of matzah. The pasuk over here seems to be mashma that the reason why we have a mitzvah of eating matzah for generations is because it is a reminder that when the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, they did not have time to allow the dough to rise. They rushed out of Mitzrayim, and therefore, as a remembrance for this, we eat matzah l'doros. What is a little bit schwer to this is from the pasuk earlier. On Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Hashem told the Bnei Yisrael many mitzvahs. And one of the mitzvahs was, Shivas Yomim Teichal Matzahs. For 7 days you shall eat matzah. That was before the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim. 2 weeks before they went out of Mitzrayim. So how can we say that the mitzvah of eating matzah is because they went out of Mitzrayim with matzahs? This tzivoy, this commandment of Shivas Yomim Teichal Matzahs preceded the Yitziyah by 2 weeks. One shot we can say is like the Rashbam learns, that the Torah is giving us a commandment based on what will happen. Rashbam says that the reason why they have to eat matzah is because in the future they will go out of Mitzrayim and they will be rushed and they won't have time for the dough to rise. Based on this future event that will happen, the Torah says 2 weeks earlier the mitzvah of matzah is Shivas Yomim Teichal Matzahs. Another pshat we can say is because the Mefarshim say that the Mitzrayim gave matzahs to the Yidden as food when they were in Mitzrayim. This was a very cheap and convenient food to give to the Bnei Yisrael. It was a type of food that they would eat and it would stay in their stomach for a while and they would not be hungry. So the Mitzrayim used to bake matzahs in Mitzrayim and give that to the Bnei Yisrael. As a remembrance of that, the Torah says on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Shivas Yomim Teichal Matzahs, eat matzahs for 7 days to remember that in Mitzrayim, the Mitzrayim gave you matzahs. 2 weeks later, when they went out of Mitzrayim and they were rushed out and they did not have time to let the dough rise and they had to eat matzah, there was an additional reason why we eat matzah on Pesach. But the first sivui was based on the matzah itself that they ate during their shibud in Mitzrayim. And Rashi continues, Vigam seida le'asu lahem, and also provisions they did not make for them for the way, laderech for the way. Magid shvachon shal Yisrael. This teaches us the praise of Klal Yisrael. Shalai amru, they did not say heich neitze lemidbar beloit seida. How will we go out to the midbar without food? Ela himinu, they believed in Hashem. The holchu, and they went. Hu shemaforish bekabala. This is what it says in Navi. Sacharti lechon chesed neurayach. I remember your kindness of your young years. Ahavas klulei soich, your love when you were a kala. Lechteich acharai b'midbar, how you went after me in the midbar be'eres lezeruah, in a land that was not sown. Umas char mafurish acharov. What char does it say for the Bnei Yisrael after this? Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, the Yidden are holy to Hashem. Asher yashvu b'Mitzrayim, they lived in Mitzrayim. Achar shar hayeshivos, after the other settlements that they had, sheyashvu gerim be'eres lelohem, that they lived as strangers in a land that was not theirs. The 430 years was not totally in Mitzrayim. Shloshim shana v'arba meyash shana. Bein ha'koil, in total, mishenolad Yitzchak ad achshav, from the time Yitzchak was born until now, hoya arba meyash shana, was 400 years. Mishahoya loizera l'Avram, from the time that Avram had children, niskayim, it was mekuyim, kigar yezaracha, the promise that your children will be gerim. Ushloshim shana hoya mishenigzera gzeres bin apsarim. And it was 30 years before that the Bris Ben Absarim took place, 30 years before Yitzchak was born. One cannot say that in Mitzrayim alone they were 400 years. Why not? Kahos was one of the 70 that came with Yaakov to Mitzrayim. Go and count all his years. And all the years of his son Amram, Binoi, Ushmainim Shal Moshe, and 80 years of Moshe. Loitim Soim Kolkach. If you count all the years of Kahos, all the years of Amram, and all the years of Moshe, you do not have only 350 years. You do not come out with 400. Ve'al Korchacho, Har Bishonim Hoyel Kahos. There were many years to Kahos's life before he went down to Mitzrayim. Kahos was not just born the day he went down to Mitzrayim. Now many years of Amram's life that are overlapping the years of Kahas's life. And many of the 80 years of Moshe are overlapping the years of Amram. So we see that you do not have 400 years in Mitzrayim itself. Even if you count all the years Kahas, and all the years of Amram, and all the years of Moshe, you only have 350. And therefore you must say, even the other settlements that they had were also called Ger Yizaracha. Afil b'Chevron, even when they were living in Chevron, like we find, it says a lotion of Ger, that Avram Yitzchak lived there as Gerim, as Eretz Migureim Asher Goruva, they were Gerim there. What does the pasuk mean when Hashem told Moshe by the Brit Ben Absorim that your children will be gerim? That started once Avram had children, once Yitzchak was born. If you count 400 years from the birth of Yitzchak, you will find from the time they came to Mitzrayim until the time they went out, it was 210 years. And this is one of the things that the Chachamim changed to Talmei HaMelech. Talmei HaMelech was an Egyptian king, and he wanted the Torah to be interpreted into Greek. And he took 70 Zakenim, and he put them each in their own room and told them to translate the Torah. And a tremendous nace happened, that every change and every explanation that the Zakenim, the Chachamim, did was exactly the same as the other ones. Even though they were each one in their own room, they all made the same changes and the same explanation. And one of the changes were, on this pasuk, Umoisha b'nei Yisrael ash yashvu b'mitzrayim, they wrote, Umoisha b'nei Yisrael ash yashvu b'mitzrayim uvishar aratzos, the habitation of the b'nei Yisrael, that they lived in Mitzrayim and in other lands, were 430 years. And all the Chachamim made the same change. So, Rashi vayter, vayhi mikei shloshim shona, vayhi be'etzem ayim hazeh, magen, shekiv and shigiyah haketz, once it reached the time to go, the end, la'ikfon ha'mokim karev ayin, Hashem did not hold them back, even for a blink of an eye. B'teth vav b'nisan bo malach yashoriz etzla avrom levasrei. On the 15th day of Nisan, the Malachim came to Avram to tell him that he will have a child. B'teth vav b'nisan noilad Yitzchak. On the 15th day of Nisan, Yitzchak was born. B'teth vav b'nisan nigzera gezera ben Absarim. And on the 15th day of Nisan, there was the gezera of the bris ben Absarim. I'm not sure why Rashi has to say Tesvav Benison concerning the Malachi Hasharis. I understand very well why he says that the Bris Ben Absorim took place on the 15th day of Nisan. And 30 years later, exactly on the 15th day of Nisan, Yitzchak was born. That was the 30 years. And 400 years later, exactly, they went out of Mitzrayim. That was the 400 years. Why was it so necessary for Rashi to throw in that also the Malachi Hashoris came to be Mevaser Avram on the 15th day? That is not really part of the Cheshbon and calculations in the Pasuk. Based on this Rashi, the Mefarshim ask Akasha on Parshas Lech Lecha. Rashi over here says clearly that the Bris Ben Absorim took place 30 years before Yitzchak was born. We know that Avram was 100 years old when Yitzchak was born, making him 70 by the Bris Ben Absorim. We know the Bris Ben Absorim took place in Eretz Yisrael. And we also know from the Pasuk in the beginning of Lech Lecha that Avram did not go from Choron to Eretz Yisrael until he was 75. So if Avram was going for the first time to Eretz Yisrael when he was 75, how can the Bris Ben Absorim take place in Eretz Yisrael when he was 70? Tosfos in Brachas Daf Zayin quotes the Seder Olam, who says a very novel approach. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avram from Chutz La'aretz, from Haran, at the age of 70 to Eretz Yisrael for the Bris Ben Absorim. Then he brought him back to Haran. And when the Pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha says that he was 75 when he went from Haran to Eretz Yisrael, that is referring to the second time when he went to Eretz Yisrael. The first time at the age of 70 for the Bris Ben Absorim. The second time, Lech Lecha Mi'artzcha Mi'maladcha, at the age of 75. Ayin Sakrashi Vaiter Leil Shimurim, it is a night that we waited for. Shohei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shoymer U'metzap Aloi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting and yearning, L'kayim Haftechasai, to keep his word, L'hoitziyom, to take them out, Me'eretz Mitzrayim, from the land of Mitzrayim. Shimurim means Hashem was waiting. Hu halaylo hazel Hashem. This is the night to Hashem. Hu halaylo she'omer la'avrom. This is the night that Hashem said to Avram. Balaylo hazeh ani goyel esponecho. On this night, I am redeeming your children. Shimurim l'chol b'nei Yisrael d'ayroisam. Watched for all the b'nei Yisrael for their generations. Mishumar umbo min amazikin. It is watched and protected from azikim. Ki'inyin shenemar, like the pasuk says, v'lo yiten ha'mashchis, Hashem did not allow the destroyer to destroy on that night. It is a night of protection. And the pasuk continues, pasuk mem gimel. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe v'Aharon. And Hashem said to Moshe, to say to Aharon, zois chukas ha'posach. These are the laws of the Karban Pesach. These laws were said on Yudalad Nisan, the 14th day of Nisan. That was when Hashem told Klal Yisrael these laws. Although there were some laws of Karban Pesach that were said earlier on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, these psukim, pasuk mem gimel through nun aleph, were all stated on Yudalad Nisan. Kol ben nechor lo yoichal boy. Any person who is a stranger cannot eat the Karban Pesach. What does it mean by a stranger? He is strange to his father in heaven. He does not do the mitzvahs. And this can include both a goy and a Jew who does not do mitzvahs, a Yisrael mumar. B'chol eved ish miknas kosav. And any slave of a man who was bought with money. Umalta oisoy. If you will be mal this slave, this eved, oz yoichal boy, then he can eat it. Who is he referring to? There is machloikis in Masechtas Yevamos between Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Shua learns, oz yoichal boy means, then the master can eat the Karban Pesach. As long as a master has a slave that is not circumcised, he cannot eat the Karban Pesach. But if he is mal his slave, then he can eat the Karban Pesach. Rabbi Eliezer argues. Rabbi Eliezer says that milas avodov, the fact that his slave is not circumcised, is not ma'akev, does not hold the master back from eating the Karban Pesach. Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer learns oz yoichal boy means then if he is circumcised, the slave himself may eat the Karban Pesach. As long as the slave is not gemalit, he, the slave, cannot eat. Once he is gemalit, oz yoichal boy, then the slave can eat. Toshav v'sochir lo yoichal boy. A toshav is a goy who lives in Eretz Yisrael and accepted upon himself not to worship avodah zarah. This type of a ger toshav v'sochir and a hired worker who is a goy lo yoichal boy cannot eat Karban Pesach. Bevayis echod yeyochel. In one chabura, in one group, they should eat the Karban Pesach. Lo yisaitzi min abayis min abosah chutza. One should not go out of his group to another group. The etzem leisish bruvoy, and a bone of the Karban Pesach, which has a kezias of meat on it, shall not be broken. The reason the Mefarshim say that one is not allowed to break the bone of a Karban Pesach is because the Karban Pesach symbolizes the exodus from Mitzrayim. And since the exodus resembles and symbolizes freedom and Ashiras wealth, therefore, one should not break a bone of the Karban Pesach, because breaking a bone was something that poor people did to suck out the marrow that was inside the bone. Kol Adas Yisrael Yasu Oisai. All of Klal Yisrael should do the Karban Pesach. Rashi explains this means to say that since Pesach Mitzrayim was done in groups of families, the Pasuk is saying that by Pesach Doros, the Karban Pesach that will be made in future generations, there was no mitzvah of doing it each family separately, but rather Kol Adas Yisrael Yasu Oisai, anybody can hook on to any group they want to. V'chiyogu itcho ger, if they will live amongst you a ger, v'osa Pesach Lashem, and he will make a Karban Pesach Lashem, himoy loy chozochar, he first has to be mal, every male in his family, v'oz yikrav la'asoisoi, and then he can come close to do the Karban Pesach, which means that milas, Bonov, if somebody has a son who is not gemalit, he may not bring the Karban Pesach. V'hoyok ezrach ha'oretz, and it is telling you, do not think that a ger brings the Karban Pesach right when he is megayer, right when he becomes a Jew. No, v'hoyok ezrach ha'oretz, he will be like every other Jew who brings the Karban Pesach on Yudalad Nisan, and this is what the pasuk is saying. V'chiyogor itcho ger, if there will be a ger amongst you, v'osa pesach Lashem, he should make the Karban Pesach Lashem like every other Jew on the 14th day of Nisan. Anybody who does not have a bris milah should not eat the Karban Pesach. The question is, why do we need this pasuk to tell me that an orel cannot eat Karban Pesach? Why isn't it already learned from the pasuk in pasuk mem gimel, kol ben nechar lo yechal boy? Once we say that a Jew that is a stranger to Shamayim and does not do mitzvahs cannot eat Karban Pesach, that already includes a Jew that does not have a bris milah. He is not doing mitzvahs. Why do we need this pasuk of v'chol orel lo yechal boy? And Rashi explains that it could be that somebody has brothers who died from the bris milah, and he is exempt from doing a bris milah because in his family there is a chazaka that bris milah kills the people in his family. So therefore he would not be considered a ben nechar. But since lamaisa he does not have a bris milah, he is excluded and cannot do the Karban Pesach because of the pasuk v'chol orel l'yoychal boy. Torah achas yielo ezroch. There was one Torah for the regular Jew, v'lager hagar b'seichachem, and for the ger that lives amongst you. Even though it already said that the ger and the ezroch are the same in pasuk memches, this pasuk is coming to tell me that even for other mitzvahs, we compare a ger and an ezroch. Vayasu kol b'nei Yisrael kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe ves Aaron kein osu. And the Yidden did the Karban Pesach like Hashem told Moshe and Aaron. Vayihi be'etzem hayem hazeh, and it was in the midst of that day. Hoytzi Hashem es b'nei Yisrael. Hashem took the Jews be'eretz Mitzrayim out of the land of Egypt, al tzivoysam, with their troops. Now let us go back on the Rashi's concerning Karban Pesach in Pasuk Mem Gimel. Zos chukas ha-posach. V'yudal b'nisan nemer lehem parshazu. Rashi says that on the 14th day of Nisan, this parasha was said, as opposed to the other mitzvahs that were said on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Some Mefarshim learn why specifically was this part of Karban Pesach said on Yud Daled Nisan, and they answer that since in these psukim it says that somebody who does not have a bris milah cannot bring a Karban Pesach, so it is a tzivoy that everybody has to be mal on the night of Pesach. Hashem wanted everybody to do it together. If he would have said this law on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you would have for 2 weeks, over a span of 2 weeks, different people, different Jews, doing bris milos at different times. Hashem wanted everybody to do it together as a mass circumcision. Therefore, he said it. He said this halacha on Yud Daled Nisan, very close to the time of bringing the Karban Pesach. Rashi continues, called Ben Nechar. What does it mean, a stranger shall not bring the Karban Pesach? Shenisnakru masav la'oviv shebashamayim. His deeds were strange to the Father in heaven, to Hashem. Ve'echad nachri, this can mean a goy. Ve'echad Yisrael muma b'mashma, and also a Jew that does not keep mitzvahs. He is not allowed to bring the Karban Pesach. Umalta oisoy oz yoichal boy, if you amal the eved, then he may eat the Karban Pesach. Who is he? Rabbi, the master. Magid, this comes to teach you, shemilas avodo makvos melechel b'pesach. One who has an eved that does not have a bris milah holds the master back from eating the Karban Pesach. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. These are the words of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, ein milas avodo makvos melechel b'pesach. The milah of the servants is not ma'akev, does not hold back the master from eating the Karban Pesach. Im kein ma tam loimar oz yoichal boy. If so, what is the pasuk saying when it says oz yoichal boy? Ho eved, it means the servant. If the servant has a bris milah, then the servant may eat the Karban Pesach. Toshav ze ger toshav. A toshav is a ger toshav. Like we said, it is somebody who, a guy who lives in Eretz Yisrael and accepted upon himself not to worship Avodah Zarah, he may not eat the Karban Pesach. The Sachir ze hanochui. Sachir is a guy. Uma tam loimar. What is the chiddush of the pasuk that a toshav and a sachir cannot eat the Karban Pesach? V'aloi arelim heim. They do not have a bris milah. V'nemar, and it says further in the pasuk, called orel yoichal boy, that an orel, a uncircumcised person, may not eat the Karban Pesach. Elo, it must be kigoin arabi mol v'givoni mol, a Arab who was circumcised or a givoni who was circumcised. V'hu toshav a sachir, and he is a toshav, a ger toshav, or he is a regular guy. He may not eat the Karban Pesach, even though he has a bris milah. Since he is a goy, he may not eat. Bevayis echod yeyochel. In one bayis, Rashi explains, means v'bechabura achas. In one group, sheloyasu hanimden alof shtei chaburis v'chalkuhu. The ones who are counted on this Karban Pesach should not divide into two groups. You are saying, the pasuk is saying, that they have to stick to one group. Maybe the pasuk is saying that it has to be in one house, like the simple meaning of the pasuk, ulalamed. And the pasuk would then be coming to teach us, she'im is chilu. If they started, and they were eating in the courtyard, and then it started to rain, they should not go into the house, because it says, bevayis echad, in one house. They are not allowed to move around. Therefore, the pasuk says, no. The pasuk earlier says, al habotim, on the houses, plural, that they will eat in them. Mikan, from that pasuk we see, sha'oichel, the one who eats the carbon pesach, oichel b'shnei mekoymos, may eat in two places. So what does it mean, bevayis echad, in our pasuk? It means in one chabura, in one group. Loisoytzi min habayis, min chabura. One should not break apart from the group. One may not break a bone of the carbon pesach. This means a bone that is fit to eat. Kigoin, for example, sheyesh alav kezayis basar. It has on this bone a kezayis, an olive size of meat. Yesh ba mishum shuris etzem. Then it has the iser of breaking the bone. Ein alav kezayis basar. Oy moich, if it does not have a kezayis of meat or marrow, ein boi mishum shviras etzem. Then it is not included in the lav of breaking a bone. Why does it say that? Since it says by the carbon pesach that they brought in Mitzrayim. There was a sheep per family. They were counted according to families. On the carbon pesach, I might think that the carbon pesach for all generations was also a family project. Tamun loymar. Therefore, the pasuk says, "Kol Hadas Yisrael Yaasu Oisai." All of Klal Yisrael can do it. Even out of their families, you can make up groups from wherever you may want. Va'osa Pesach, a ger will make the carbon Pesach. Yochol Kol HaMisgayer Yaasa Pesach Miyad. I might think that when a person is Megayer, besides doing Mila and Tfila, he also has to bring a carbon Pesach. Tamal Loimar. Therefore, the pasuk says, "V'hoyah Ke'ezrach HaOretz." It says in the pasuk, you may be and you shall be like a regular Jew. Ma ezrach, be'ezrach, be'arba osor, just like the ezrach brings the carbon pesach on the 14th. Afger be'arba osor, the ger also brings the carbon on the 14th day. V'chol orel yoichal boy, and an orel may not eat the carbon pesach. Lahavi, this comes to include es shemesu echov machmas mila, one whose brothers died because they did a bris mila, so he is really exempt from doing a bris mila. She'enei mumar la'areilos, he is not considered a mumar to the mitzvah of bris mila, because he can't do a bris mila. It is a sakana for him. She'enei nilmad mi b'necha le'yechal boy, he is not included in the pasuk called b'necha le'yechal boy to say because of that pasuk he should not do the carbon pesach, because he's not a mumar. He's only exempt because of the pasuk of v'chol orei le'yechal boy. And since he does not have a bris mila, even though he is not a ben echar, he should not bring the carbon pesach. Torah achas, lahashva is ger lo ezroch af l'shar mitzvah shebetorah. To compare a ger and an ezroch, even for other mitzvahs, since this pasuk is extra, because in pasuk memches it said already a ger is like an ezroch, therefore it comes to include other mitzvahs too.